And now it's time for Liking These Beats. Welcome to Liking These Beats, Season 2, Episode 16. This is the show which brings you the latest and greatest songs of the fandom. My name is Lycan, and this is my co-host, Cordcatcher.
Hello everyone, this is Cordcatcher here. We are coming to you from Ponyville FM. You can chat to us on the Ponyville FM chat on their website, and you will need to join the chat if you'd like to have a song request played on the show.
That's right, and to make a request, just type the song you want to hear, including the musician, the song title, and any other details such as remixes into the chat. Or you can tweet me your request directly, at LycanDsBeats, and we will see about getting your request played on the show.
Yes, send your requests in. We love to know what you're listening to.
And we want to know what you want to hear on the radio.
Indeed.
So, what actually happened today is I had someone come to me and they're like, I need a Trixie song. What's a good Trixie song? And I'm like, oh, Trixie's Good Side by Pinkie Pie Swear. That's actually a really good Trixie song. So that is how this song became my choice for the fandom classic.
Ah, stories. I love it when that happens. Just something happens and you think, oh, that'd be really good in this situation. And this one. Yay!
Well, last week I asked Vase, because Vase was being the guest co-host. Oh, Vase, give me a random letter of the alphabet. And he's like, K. And so that's how I ended up picking that fandom classic, because I went back and I was like, oh, Kuroshia. Yes, that's what I chose.
Ah, yes. I do love the random choices.
So, what is your fandom classic for this week?
I went with a very old favourite of mine that I listened to that helped, it sort of helped me get through uni when I was writing my dissertation. And it's My Cadence by Matthew Mosier featuring Megaphoric and ISM Boff.
ISM Boff, yes.
Yes.
That's a beautiful song too. It's a brilliant song. It's a love song.
It is. It's about Shining Armor and Cadence and, oh, it's so melodic and beautiful.
And isn't it strange to see that that song was written so long ago and yet now they've got a child and we've come so far?
We have, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
I've been hanging around with you too much.
We're going to play these songs so we don't lose our audience. Ah.
About today's all I'm seeing are shades of gray. I can't do this without you. The shield has crumbled, the fight begun. The sky is buzzing, I'll never run. My cadence, my love song, the stars are shining for you alone. You by my side. Oh, 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 oh. Best friends even since we were young. I should have known, can't believe I was wrong. I need you here by my side.
That really is such a beautiful love song.
Yes, and Trixie's Good Side is such a great song as well.
It is. So, for our theme this week, yes, we have a brilliant theme for you. And the reason this theme is extremely relevant is because on Thursday the 16th, that was when submissions were due for the Lacking D's Beats 2 album.
Yes, and we thought what better theme to bring you than the best of the first album, Lacking D's Beats. Beats Me.
So, hang on, what was the name of the first album?
Beats Me.
And, oh, so then what's the name of the second album?
Beats Me Too.
The name is a pun.
As is everything.
It's so brilliant. And then does that mean number three will be like Beats Me Again?
I think we've beaten enough, to be honest.
So the final album will be like Beats Me Off. Anyway.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, so, yes, we are bringing you the best of the Lycan D's Beats album from the first album.
Yes, we have picked the best that we have chosen. This is our opinion. So if you don't agree with it, that's perfectly fine.
Well, they're all great songs. We're just featuring a couple from all sorts of different genres as well.
Yes, we definitely are. And so, to kick it all off, we have one that you chose, wasn't it, Lycan?
Yes, I chose this one. This is Side Music and their song Watermelon Steven featuring Princess Raizu and Gloria the Brainwings. Now, you're probably thinking that this is definitely not a pony song, because it's not. It's actually from Steven Universe. Or at least that's where it's based. But
yes, from one of the episodes where there was actually a Watermelon Steven.
Yes, there was. And the vocals in this are just beautiful. Oh, they're just fantastic. So I had to choose this one.
Yeah, I remember first listening to this and I sort of broke out in laughter. Not because it was funny, but just because of how good it was. I wasn't really expecting it.
Oh, the vocals
just kind of burst out.
The vocals are just so powerful.
Indeed.
They're brilliant. And what have you chosen, Cordy?
I have chosen my actual favourite song from the album itself. It's a song called Sister, and it's a collaboration between Sights and Scene and Melody Sky. Now, the best thing I like about this song is that it actually reverses the roles of the artists themselves, because Melody Sky is a rap artist, or they have done songs before that aren't rap, but the majority of their songs are rap. And Sights and Scene is very vocal and very melodic, and they switch. You have Sights and Scene rapping, and Melody Sky singing.
Ah, yes. So, so cool. Getting out of their comfort zone and doing something different.
Yes, and it worked wonderfully.
Watermelon Steven.
Why do they shun us but not the sun? Doesn't the night's cover bring awe? And yet they all slumber, we wonder. As they worship our sister, they all love her. It's funny, she's the goddess and we've been living under the shadow of her greatness for long enough. Night shall rise, Celestia, your time is up. Watch your world fade to dust and myth eclipse. You'll find in due time that you won't be missed.
Stop dropping charades, I'm not playing your games. This isn't you, this isn't true, are you consumed in flames? No claims, I know you know, I could've shown no. I had my face, it can wait another day, my mistake. Enter me and if you see no mystery, my empathy. I shut my mind to all your crowds, you please with harmony. You'll see I'll make it wrong, to make it right. Goodbye sister, it's too late for me and you tonight.
I can't close my eyes,
I'll let you witness this new glorious age before your swift death. I'm left with no choice, centuries of calling for, falling on deaf ears, the memory's father. Luna, she's gone now, being consumed by envy to her sister's golden rule. From the princess of nice dreams, I'm her tool to fight for and protect her, a nightmare moon.
I don't know where you go, you left me here alone. Was it me? I didn't see, I've killing you and now be sorry forever and never knowing or showing the war. You went too far without us, thanks to my closed door. Honestly, I can't see the reason that I'd have been such a fool. You were writhing inside without knowing what to do. And big sister, no longer say goodnight, say goodbye, say it now. Is it fun for me to cry?
I can't close my eyes.
Next song is actually by an artist that goes by a different name now.
Yes, indeed. This song is Detuned Wound by an artist called Horse Within. Now, he actually doesn't like that name anymore, and he's he's changed over the last, like, 6 or so months, and he's now known as Budzy.
Ah, yes. Even though they changed their name 6 months ago, they've gone from strength to strength, so despite a name change, they're still getting more and more awesome.
Indeed. I'm not too sure when he changed his name. It might have been 6 months ago. It might have been sooner, but I know that he went through a couple of names before he chose Budzy. But he definitely does not like Horse Within anymore.
But Detuned Wound is just such a great song.
It is. It's actually my favourite song by this particular artist. And that really annoys him because he doesn't like it.
Anyway, after that we bring you 174 UDSI with their song I'm a Pony in Canterlot. And this is featuring Glory the Rain Wings.
Yes, this is actually a parody song of a song by Sting called Englishman in New York. Which, it's actually, I really like Englishman in New York, and this is a sort of like a really good parody of it.
Yeah, you know, I didn't actually know it was a parody of a song the first time I heard it.
Did you not?
No, I didn't actually know about the original, so I was listening and I was like, oh, this is actually really cool.
Yeah, the original is really good by, it's actually an English artist, Sting is. But yeah, the parody is so good, and it's so well sung as well.
And then we bring you Spectra and Acoust Whole Note song, Behind Those Eyes.
Yes, this is a song about Snowflake.
Yeah, and I believe there was actually a remix done recently of that very song.
Ooh, who by?
I think I played it last week. I'd have to look up who actually did the remix, but it was pretty awesome.
That's incredible. I'll have to find that later.
Yeah.
we're going to bring you two more songs from our Best of the Lycan D's Beats Beats Me album one.
Yes, and you know what time it is, Lycan?
What time's that?